Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
To the old me, scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes and the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is the voice I found. For those who lost their voice, I sing it loud. I keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Welcome, 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 welcome. I'm saying welcome a couple of times more than I normally do. This is Edna J. White, and I'm so glad that you are on Keeping It Real on Purpose. So I want to talk to you about a question that I received from a Denise. And the question was received, if it's so easy to love and it's possibly so easy to fix things through communication, why do couples need counseling? So I know you guys probably have some reasons why. I would really love to hear them, because as I was throwing this question, I was like, wow, why do we need? So I thought about it on a perspective from where I came from and my divorces. And I thought about it and I said, well, for me, God gave me signs not to do it, so I ignored it. And then as things progressively, the honeymoon stage went away, so did the escalation of things in my relationship. So, of course, I asked, you know, let's go to couples counseling. They have this amazing group. And I was very excited about it. And I was told by my partner, my husband, no, there's nothing wrong with me. You go. So what that made me realize is sometimes we get a second chance to say no. In some instances. So some things for some women are unforgivable, and some tolerate things until they can't tolerate it anymore. But I think part of the question is, part of the answer is we have to be right from the beginning individually. And yes, there may be things that you have to learn to develop. But honestly, can you honestly say that communication, just explaining how what you need and your needs and your wants, and then is that addressing it? Is it talking about it? Because really, you know, the third person in a room makes you kind of realize things, sort of like a mirror thing, or, you know, if you go into therapy. But I think it starts from the beginning. For me, it was, I knew that I wasn't, but my ego would not allow me to say no, because, listen, I'm getting married. This, you know, this gentleman, a guy, was, you know, paying attention to me, and in my own, I guess, neediness, I overrode the signs not to do it. So, of course, we see a lot of this stuff, you know, we see a lot of this on Maury, Steve Wilkos, used to be Jerry Springer, things like that. You know, we see all those things that go on. But it tickles me, you know. It tickles me to know that question would be on, you know, in someone's mind. People can teach us a lot of things. People can teach us patience, kindness, long suffering. But I'd rather not be taught by somebody those things. I'd rather decide and be able to have a decision that I can say yes or no. And you know, when you're dealing with people and their emotions and emotional things and lives of other people and egos of other people, all of that kind of gets enmeshed, sort of like veins in your body, and they kind of get entwined around each other. And when that type of change happens, should you leave, it rips everything, you know. It changes the way everything is, regardless. So, you know, is counseling great? I think it should be something that we all should have in the beginning, singularly, individually. I think counseling should take place. And I just remembered something. Years ago, they used to have, whoever was considering getting married, they would have to go to a person, like a priest or something, or whoever, and have premarital counseling. They don't even have that anymore, that I know of. They don't really have that. It's something they really don't even kind of have. So, you know, maybe that could be considered moving forward, you know. And then you get to, you know, longevity, you know, of a relationship, you know, 20, 30, you know, 40, 50 years. But I think of it like this. If you stay on the job 40 years, if you stay on the job 12 or 20 years just to get the pension, isn't a relationship similarly, but just has a lot of emotional things involved? Isn't it the same investment? You know, I think we get it kind of turned about, but it is an investment. Then you, along the lines, you commit to one another, and you commit to having that partnership, and you communicate that partnership, and you reevaluate that partnership down through the years. You know, and it's talked about, it's displayed, it's, you know, actionable, you know, steps and things like that. It's all of it's actionable. So I think, Denise, if I think about it, I would say that, sure, there can be counseling, but there should have been counseling. We want to come to the table with everything that we want someone else to be. So we got to be whole if we want somebody else to be whole. And if we really look at ourselves, if we're suggesting certain things, like I've heard, you know, many of my clients, even in different arenas, well, my boyfriend or my girlfriend better know this, that this is what happened to me and I'm not taking it anymore. I don't like this and this is what's going to happen. Or I'm telling you this because I've had bad relationships before. And if you want to leave, you need to tell me the truth. If you want to go out with someone else or date somebody else or be with somebody else, you let me know and I can walk away. Those type of telltale signs can tell you right then and there, well, I don't think marriage would be something in the cards at this point. I don't think it would be something that I could do at this time. You know, so I think we have to consider the precursors before the counseling comes. We have to consider what happened prior or what is going on now to say, ask that question if communication, you know, in a perfect world, of course, we want to see all of the good stuff happen. And yeah, we go to counseling and we talk it through and we have an aha moment. You know, of course. We want to see that. But in general, you know, good counsel is always necessary throughout life. And I think if you can see into someone's life and they share with you and they can tell you one person who's really developed or helped them and gave them some knowledge and wisdom, then you might just have a fighting chance, because those without any wisdom or any guidance from the elder or from their parent, you know, grandparent, great uncle, anything like that, on the nuances of life, if they can't come up with that, you know, then that's already a red flag. And I won't even go further than that. Even with eHarmony, which is one of the single sites that I really think about all the time, that's really a really good one besides the other ones that are out there, but they go the depth of asking questions. See, we don't do that anymore. When we go on dates with people, we don't ask them the important questions. We don't take time to ask those important questions before we get into a relationship with them. We ask them those questions as we're in relationship with them. And those questions should have been asked in the beginning. So I think all in all, counseling is great, but counsel seems to be better. This is Edna J. White, and you are listening to Keeping It Real on Purpose. You got a little ride with me because I'm in the car today. So thank you for being with me on this ride. Listen, subscribe, share your questions like you've been doing. I'm going to be answering questions. I'm going to be talking about questions that I receive from you all. And let's all join in the conversation. Text, see this, or message me wherever you see this recording. Tell me something about what I just talked about. Share your feelings, your feedback, and your comments. Thank you so much. Once again, this is Edna J. White, and I am signing off.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
You won't find a better deal on science-backed pregnancy supplements than at Ritual's Black Friday sale. Get what you really deserve, like a prenatal you can trust. Made with bioavailable key nutrients, it even earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. Save 40% on your first month at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.